Hello everyone, how the hell you doing? This is just a brief message for my podcast listeners only. If you are listening to my podcast on one of the many platforms out there, thank you. If you want something a bit different, matter of fact, maybe a lot different, go to my website and listen to it there. And you can check out all the other stuff going on, which is always a work in progress, at theearnestmanshow.com. But if you would like award-winning video, along with my internationally renowned oration skills, then you want to go to YouTube and check out The Earnest Man Show. That's it. Now we can go to the show. Today, I'm going to dive into the story behind the arrest of Grace Kelly and actually fill you in on the story behind the story. This is the story that you're not hearing, but you're really going to want to hear, so stick around. You are listening to the voice of Truth and Reason. I am Ernest. One of the most important things I feel that a person should ever understand is that you should never respect or appreciate a liar. Even if it seems all they're taking from you is a little of your time. You have to understand and appreciate that it is very important not to be lied to. If anyone is telling you anything and it turns out that it is a lie, that they are being disingenuous, then that person is not to be trusted. That person, at bare minimum, and I do mean at bare minimum, is wasting your time. Which, you know, depending on what you do and your perspective, I suppose, is, again, costing you money. We had a different name for them in more honest times back then. They're called bullshitters. And anyone, for even a second, that's going to try to tell you in any way, shape, or form that we should give a rat's ass about anything, and I mean anything concerning Grace Kelly, or hell, Wynonna Judd for that matter, and that it's relevant to you, is a liar. And I don't know about you, but I don't like liars. I don't like bullshit artists. I never have. And this is just a continuation of that, because a lot of people in that industry profit from it. And I don't think it's right. Now, ask yourself this simple question. If Grace came to your door and you recognized as Grace, you know, Grace Kelly, and she had a gun and she's really kind of wanked out on crack or whatever she's currently doing these days, and she offers to, you know, blow your fucking brains out if you don't give her some money right away, how are you going to react? Are you going to kind of laugh and chuckle? Are you going to say something like, "Oh, Grace, oh, get out of here. Oh, great, you're Grace Kelly. Of course you're going to have some money. How much do you need?" I don't know. She might say 1,000, 2,000, 5,000. And nervously, depending on how fat your wallet is, you might dish it out to her and she can bolt away in a car or however the hell she leaves. And you might be just stunned, but, no pun intended, at least briefly, you were graced with her presence. Does anyone out there see how utterly sad, sick, and ridiculous this is? I don't believe that you or I or 98% of us could call Grace and say, hey, you know, I need money for my mortgage or my fucking car payment. Can you help me out? I don't think it's going to happen. My bigger point, what I'm trying to get across here, is that it doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter, and it shouldn't matter. And anything that is going on with these people, whether it be the mother, the daughter, sister, father, fucking brother, whatever, it shouldn't matter to you. What should matter to you is your life. And anybody, and I mean anyone, you know, I'm showing this background as a courtesy of this particular person, video, but I'm not, you know, picking on them per se. I'm saying anyone who's doing this is being disingenuous. I mean, there are a lot better things you could be doing with your time instead of biting your nails nervously and wondering, oh my God, what is going to happen to poor Grace? Her rich celebrity mother cannot fucking even control her. What do you think you're going to do? But again, bigger point, why would you? It's none of our damn business. You and I both are better suited to take care of our own lives. And that is the problem with this shit. That's the real story here. The real story isn't that she was arrested in, I don't know, in some small town in Alabama, and that she, you know, exposed herself, and none of that. That's not the story. What is really the shameful story here is why any civilized or reasonably intelligent society should give a shit. And like I said, on top of all that, why they have so many people poised to just pick up this shit pile and run with it and then turn it into a story. And yes, people run with it. People just, oh my God. Did you hear Grace Kelly was arrested and she was exposing herself? Jesus Christ, people, get a grip. My point on top of this point, we've got the whole crazy, as I'm sure all of you know, it's plastered on the news. We have the whole crazy thing with the students all over the nation and the whole, you know, Palestinian thing. And we've got so many things of this ilk. And nobody knows and understands it. And nobody understands it in turn because they're too fucking fixated on things as trivial as Grace Kelly. And I'm not supporting the students in any way. I'm trying to say, if everything around you, I'm talking about the big important picture, if everything around you is going to hell in a handbasket and you just shrug your shoulders, you go, I don't know. It's all a mystery to me. I have no fucking clue. Hey, but did you hear about Grace Kelly? And now a brief message for my sponsor, you. My entire life, I've never been a salesman. I've done many things, but never been a salesman. I suppose because I'm not slick, and I don't like bullshitting people. That's why I don't do ads with a lot of fancy video or outrageous claims. It's bullshit. That kind of thing just ain't my style. Being honest and direct is. So if you're enjoying or getting anything out of this show, would you please subscribe and click the notification bell? It really does help my channel grow and would really be sincerely appreciated. And now, just a brief word about TubeBuddy. The rumor I heard about TubeBuddy is it can make you a multi-millionaire in only 24 to 48 hours. And that is, of course, just a rumor, but that's what I heard. You see what happens when I try to be slick? I fall flat on my face. But seriously, I use it, and it can do a hell of a lot of different things to make your channel a success, and it's easy to use. And that's coming from me, a guy with about as much understanding in how to use such things as a virgin trying to get laid on his prom night. So check out TubeBuddy. And last but certainly not least, if you want to throw a few bucks my way just to keep the lights on, the links to my Ko-Fi and affiliated TubeBuddy are both in the description below. I really hope you've been enjoying this program. Now, let's get back to the show. If you want to know why everything is spiraling down, there it is. I don't know how to make this any clearer. There is a huge amount of depth of caring about things that we shouldn't be. There are things that we shouldn't be caring about. And then in reverse, we don't know. Everybody is utterly clueless. Utterly. They don't know jack shit squat about politics, about what is really going on, about the things that matter, like your health care and your home and your housing and your pocketbook and your taxes. The shit that actually matters. No one has a fucking clue. But, heaven forbid, if Grace Kelly, you know, wants to flash her tits or her ass or whatever body parts in public, they are on that shit like stink on shit. And then you have the disingenuous, and I'm being very kind with my words here, I mean, I could say things like shit peddlers, for instance, I could, but I'm going to be, you know, very pleasant and say, yes, the informational kind of celebrity gossip people. Dare I name any names? But all I'm trying to say, if we want to go hippity hoppity down the path of really getting to know what is going on, all you have to do is drop me a dime. Contact me. I'd say call, but I don't have a line. I'm too damn poor. But the all that contact and all that jazz, all that's in the, as they say, it's in the description below. So you tell me, what do you think? Do you think it's intelligent to waste your time listening to this drivel? And real quick, I would just like to add, you know, someone might say, well,
you know, it's kind of entertaining, and it's only when, you know, this person, whoever it may have been, it's only about 10 minutes. Yeah, but how many of those 10 minutes about celebrity shit? I'm talking about the useless shit. How many of that might you go through in a day? You know, 5 stories? That's almost an hour. And certainly you wouldn't have any problem finding that. That's easy. And you wonder why, in your life, you can't get ahead. And that's like a fucking mystery. Well, I'm here to tell you what you don't want to hear. It ain't a mystery. It's quite deliberate. And you're allowing yourself to be led around by the nose. The same way, you know, like a cow or a bull. This immensely huge, big fucking animal with a little ring that literally a child can lead this massive thing with a ring in their nose, can lead it around. So that hopefully will say something, because I'm trying to say something. So drop me a line. Be happy, be sad, be pissed, laugh, but do something. Let me know something. I'd love to hear from you. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest wishing you peace and good luck.